Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It's Sunday, August 30th, the last day. Well, no, tomorrow's the last day in August. This year is just flying by. Tuesday is already September. Welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today? Everybody in the chat room.
Antoine Smith is in the chat room. Frumpy BB from Germany is in the chat room. We want to thank you all for tuning in, and especially Frumpy. Thank you for tuning in and all the way from Germany. That is so cool. So, Mike, you have your Talking Sports show is coming back today?
Yeah, this is going to be The kickoff show today is going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, just going to go over the teams and, you know, how I think they're going to fare this year and my predictions for the Super Bowl, which I'll later reveal and everything. But as everybody knows, I'm a Cowboys fan. But I'm not biased on the show. I won't just say that the Cowboys are going all the way, but, you know, I hope we do.
Okay. Well, our guest today is saxophonist Art Sherrod. He is a native Texan, but is currently living in Baltimore, Washington area. He plays saxophone, and his new CD is called Seasons, which features Will Downing, Gerald Albright, Tracy Hamlin, Chuck Loeb, and Frank McCombs, and Marcus Johnson, to name a few. Art Sherrod, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
So first, tell us how the CD release party went last night.
Well, I'm still recovering from it, but it went wonderfully. We had two packed houses, so it was wonderful.
I'm sorry, you had what?
We had two packed houses last night.
Oh, good.
Because I did two shows. I had a 6:30 and a 9:30 show.
Mm-hmm.
And, and anybody that knows anything about those late shows, all they want to do is party. So it took us into the morning.
Oh, okay. So you're probably still just, like you said, recuperating, and you're going to just relax the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
I heard it was pretty nice, too. I heard you had Benji Parecki and, like I said, Tracy Hamlin. And who else did you have in your band?
Well, last night I actually had Daoud Saeed on keyboards, and I had Gary Gillespie on keyboards. I had Rick Watts on bass. He's my music director. Carl Anderson on drums. I had Larry Griffin on percussion, and Tracy Hamlin, of course, as my special guest, and she brought two of her background singers with her. So, and we just had a wonderful time last night.
Now, Art, that is Mike Reynolds, my co-host, and I'm sure you know Mike. We met Art at the Capitol Jazz Fest in June.
Yes.
During the competition.
Yes.
So that is my co-host, Mike Reynolds. A couple of times I have forgotten to introduce him, so I wanted to be sure that I did that.
Well, I know Art. I've seen Art plenty of times. Actually, the first time I met Art, it was a trip story. Art had performed with Norman Connors for local promoter's gig up in Columbia. And and I'm sitting there, I'm asking the promoter, hey, man, how long has Art been with the band? I know it's kind of something off. He said, man, I called Art like 15 minutes ago. But Art did a good job, and he really blended in real well. And, you know, and you couldn't tell that Art, that was his first time meeting Norman and the rest of the guys and everything. He just performed so flawlessly and everything. So it was really nice. Yeah. Remember that night, Art?
Oh, absolutely. Trust me. I was actually leaving the photographer and the photographer's studio because we were working on my album cover. And the promoter calls me and says, hey, Norman Connors needs a saxophone player, and I know that you play with Michael Henderson, so you know a lot of his music. I was like, okay. <We'll make> a- Hey, Mike, I did hear you were a Cowboys fan, so you've already won a few points there.
Okay, there we go. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Well, if you would like to talk to Art, if you have a question for Art, the phone number is 646-716-5485. Art, I want to congratulate you on your new CD, Seasons. It is very nice.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple of favorites on here. I have chosen to play Seasons, the title song, Thinking of You featuring Will Downing.
Okay.
And I think the other one was Sunday Morning.
Let's see.
So we're going to play some of those. And I also chose We Fall Down as well because I read in your liner notes that this was a testimony for you, this song.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Would you mind sharing?
Well, you know, in life, we all have our ups and our downs. And, you know, personally, I've experienced some really some lows, you know, where it's kind of where I didn't know exactly what I was going to do next. And, you know, it just my faith in God has helped me to overcome a lot of those things. And, you know, I dusted myself off. I got back up. You know, I've had experiences with bad management where, you know, I was like, oh, my gosh, not again. And, you know, things have just gotten – I've allowed myself to get back up and just make things happen. And, you know, and thanks to God, you know, next week I'm actually signing a record deal. And, so it's definitely a testimony for me just in all aspects of my life, whether it's personal or in music. You know, everybody goes through periods of times where they're just – you know, they're down. You know, you're just wondering, is there anybody listening? And, you know, and then it all works itself out. You know, I live under the presence that, you know, everything happens for a reason. And sometimes you don't understand it, but it happens for a reason. It happens in a season, and which is why I labeled the record Seasons, because during the time when I was recording this record, you know, a lot of things personally for me were going on. You know, and I needed somebody to rely on. The only person to rely on is God.
Right, right.
True.
Well, congratulations on the record label. That is very nice.
Oh, thank you so much.
And can you name the label, or is that you can't name right now?
Well, once everything is done, then we'll, because the attorney's still just reviewing some of the paperwork.
Okay.
But, wow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
A lot of indie artists strive to get to that point. So congratulations again to you. That's great.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's talk about the CD, Seasons. Tell us about this one.
Okay. Well, Seasons is a collab. Well, as you mentioned, you know, it's a lot of different artists on there. I wanted to do something different from my previous CD. And I called a lot of people that I've worked with over the years and said, look, I need a favor. I'm recording a record. Give me a special price. and everybody, you know, you have to ask. If you don't ask, you won't find out. And I was able to reach out to Will Downing and Chuck Loeb. With Chuck and I worked together in Brazil on a festival there a couple years ago, and we just stayed in contact, and I called him, and he said, you know what, I got a song for you. I'm in the middle of finishing up my record, but I'm going to send it over to you. And so, you know, Chuck came through for me, Will Downing came through, Gerald Albright has been a friend of mine for years. And, you know, if anybody knows that guy, he's one of the greatest guys you're ever going to talk to and meet. And I was getting ready to get on a plane, and I was talking to him on the phone, and he said, "Hey, man, make sure you save me a bass track on your record." So I did just that. We got him on there. Tracy Hamlin has been a friend of mine for years, and we've worked together many, many times. You know, Frank McCone I actually met through my producer, Eric Valentine. And I actually met Frank personally when we did the Capital Jazz Cruise last year. Mm-hmm. You know, Marcus Johnson, someone who I've played with so many times, and we just laugh and we have a good time together, and he was more than happy to do the record. So, you know, it's a compilation of a lot of different songs that I consider to be reflective on the season and time for me that I was going through, you know, where it was divorce or children or anything. It's all in that record there. You know, if you know, Seasons as the title track, That's the Way of the World, We Fall Down, Sunday Morning, because I'm a church boy. You know, mm-hmm. I come from a small Southern Baptist church in Palestine, Texas. So, you know, and then the song Everything Will Be All Right. You know, everything's in there. To the floor, because you got, sometimes, you know, you just got to floor it and say, you know what, I'm just going straight forward. You know, so every song on there, in my opinion, has something to do with the period in time in my life when I was recording this record. So, you know, but and I love it. You know, I this is one of the records that I can really say, you know what, I love everything on there, and I'm really just happy with everything on there.
All right. Now, your bio says that you did not attend college to study music.
Right.
So is your music sort of a learn by hearing?
Well, no, I learned music in school. And so, you know, I do everything that, you know, I read and write and what have you. But what had happened was when I was in high school, I wanted to go to Michigan State or I wanted to go to University of Texas. And I had the opportunity to go to the Naval Academy. So I told my parents, I said, well, look, if I get accepted to the Naval Academy, I'll go there. And I got accepted, so I ended up going to the Naval Academy, and I was a general science major. There's no music departments at the Naval Academy. So that's really what that sentence really means. I did go to college, but it was just not to study music.
Okay.
So I've continued to work and study under different people, and, you know, it's kind of one of those things when you're in amidst a bunch of musicians and you're behind great musicians, you know, you just kind of learn and you absorb things. And everybody that I've worked with has just been very kind in helping and saying, hey, well, let's try something different, or you may want to look at it maybe this way. Or so it's kind of on-the-job training also, so to speak.
Okay, and let's talk about some of the musicians that you have worked with. Who have you played with or performed, opened for, co-headlined with?
Let's see here, Natalie Cole. I opened for her about Fridays at Sunset. Opened for her, opened for Angie Stone. I've been on shows with P.L.O. Bryson. Played with the Cuba Gooding Sr. and The Main Ingredient, Chuck Loeb, Everett Harp, you know, Raheem Devon. Worked many times with Phil Perry, you know, Michael Henderson, Gene Karn, you know, Norman Connors, and Will Downing. Just a host of really, really good people. You know, Najee, Kim Waters, who's a great friend of mine. He was actually here. He performed last night because he was wanting to come to the show also. And he said, he and I talked a couple of months ago, and he said, you know, Art, if I'm going to be in town, if my show isn't on your night, I'm coming to your show. And that's the relationship he and I have. Whenever we play, wherever we're in the same city or whatever, we try to come and support each other. Marion Meadows, who's an incredible friend of mine, we were together about two, three weeks ago. We played together in Arizona. Just different people. It's a lot of different people that I've really been blessed to be able to play with.
Well, you have definitely been in good company.
Yeah. And I want to ask you, too, Art, you know, you've played, like you said, the Brazilian Jazz Festival, and you've played overseas and everything, but how are you received when you travel across the waters as an independent artist?
You know what? People really don't look at it as an independent artist. They look at it as what do you have to offer. You know, people, you know, I think it's interesting because almost only in the United States do people look at you as, are you on a label or are you on a major label?
Mm.
Are you independent?
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
overseas appreciate the music, and that's way more important to them than any business relationship that you might have.
Oh, okay.
Wow. All right.
Yeah,
well, let's listen to some music.
Excellent.
I'm sorry, were you going to say something else?
No, let's do it.
Okay, the first song I'm going to play is one of my favorites on the CD, is Thinking of You, that features Will Downing.
Yeah.
Really nice song. Is there a story behind this before I play it?
Well, I actually co-wrote this song with Chip Sharon, who is actually Marion Meadows' music director.
Okay.
And when we sat down with the song, it didn't have a melody to it, so I actually wrote the melody. And then we were trying to figure out who's going to do the vocals. And I said, you know what, Will told me that, you know, he wanted to do a track on the album. And the last time I did one of his last performances before Will became sick.
Okay.
And I wanted him to record on a previous song, and he just wasn't up to doing it. And so when I called him, and he was in his recuperation stage, he was doing better, he said, send me the track, let's do it. I don't want to talk about anything else, send it to me. So we sent him the track, he got it back to us in a couple of days, and, you know, the rest is history. I mean, he did an incredible job on it. Chip Sharon did a wonderful job. I mean, it was his concept for the tune. You know, I my only credit that I take is really I just wrote the melody to it.
Okay, it was a very nice song. This is Thinking of You.
Waiting on you.
Very nice. That was Thinking of You from Art Sherrod Jr.'s season CD. We are talking to Art about this CD. And I want to welcome Antoine Smith, Connie Colbert, Cool Jazz Combos, Frumpy BB, Z Starman, and all of the guests to the chat room. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Art.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to talk to Will at the Jazz Fest?
You know what? I did not get a chance to talk to him. I got there, I think, after he had performed.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to actually talk to him.
Well, he looked really good.
Yeah, that was the way I understood it. I mean, he looked great when we did the Capitol Jazz Cruise. He had a cane, but he got around really, really well and looked great, you know. Unless someone told you that he had been sick, you wouldn't have known.
You wouldn't, yeah, exactly. He did, they had a little area set up for him to do autographs, and he came out and he signed autographs, and, you know, he was standing on his own. He wasn't using anything to help him walk. He looked really, really good. I was happy to see him there. I got a chance to see his performance. I was really happy that he was back out performing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a fighter, you know. He really is.
Yeah.
All right, let's give out the phone number again. If you have any questions for Art Sherrod Jr., the number is 646-716-5485.
And Art, and I want to ask you too, you know, you're very active in the community and everything, and I know you work with a lot of churches and a lot of different organizations. Can you tell us some of the organizations and the churches that you work with currently?
Oh, absolutely. I'm currently a musician at Mount Olive AME, right in Annapolis, Maryland. At Mount Moriah AME as well. Some of the organizations that I work with, the one that I'm most active with is Progressive Horizons, which is an organization that works with people that are mentally and physically challenged. And they're actually, they have houses because their goal is to have these individuals actually grow up in a home environment versus living in an institution. You know, because you know they're regular people just like us. You know, we have challenges. They have challenges. You know, and I do the award ceremony every year, and I tell you, you know, people would look at them and say, "Oh, you have disabilities." But you know what? In a lot of ways, I think we have the disabilities because when the DJ starts playing after we've done the awards, they're all out. You know, they don't care who's watching. They said, look, we're having fun, and, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. I mean, I haven't missed one yet. It's just that – it means that much to me to spend time with them. And, you know, when I walk in, they all say, hey, Art, and I'm just one of the guys, and I love it.
Mm. And what's the Miss Society?
The MS Society, yes.
MS, okay.
Yes, I performed a couple times for the MS Society, which is, once again, everyone knows is a wonderful organization. There's so many of them, and I'm trying to actually get involved with some more because, you know, I think it's important that we're all aware of what's going on around us. I mean, for the people that are, quote-unquote, healthy, you know, you should be aware of some of these other illnesses and try to help other people. And if I can do it, I want to help.
Yeah.
Okay,
and I really love, according to your bio, what you said, too, and your bio was that you want to give while you can. And you also said that, you know, you don't want to experience a tragedy before you decide to do your part. So I really, you know, that's really, inspiring right there, you know, and everything. For everybody to do their part, like, so while we're all healthy, not wait for something to happen and then, you know, want to step up and do something once something happens to us. I really love that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that you see so many people, it takes someone to be removed from their life before they decide, you know what, I want to go and support this organization, or I want to bring awareness to this particular illness or this situation. You know, it, not to say that it's too late, but it sure would have been nice to start that focus before something happened.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. I have a question for you from the chat room. Z Starman wants to know, what is your birthday? He does astrology and numerology.
Okay. My birthday is March 22nd.
All right, there you go, Z Starman, March 22nd. Okay, let's play another song.
Okay.
We're going to play the title track, Seasons. And this is a really nice, I mean, you can't sit in your chair and not dance to this tune. This is really nice.
Well, come on, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was a fun tune to record also.
I love that song.
Very nice.
That is Seasons, the title song of the CD. I absolutely love that song.
Oh, thank you so much. We had a blast doing it, and actually I recorded this over at Kim Waters' studio, so we had a blast. That's all I can say. You know, if anybody knows Kim, Kim actually plays keyboard almost as well as he plays saxophone. So he was messing with me when the song was fading out in my headphones. He brought keyboards in, and we played maybe another 16 bars just to hear myself play keyboards. I mean, you know, that. But it was we had a blast. We act like kids when we're around each other.
And that song also features Chuck Loeb as well.
Right.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. What I want to ask you about an instrument. What is an electronic wind controller?
An electronic wind controller is it's an instrument that it has similar fingerings to a saxophone, also to a flute, but it allows you to it looks like a toy. It's kind of long and rectangular, has a mouthpiece on it. It runs off electricity or batteries, and it allows you to play sounds as a synthesizer would play. So I can at any point during the gig, if there's no part for a saxophone, I can go in and play string lines, or I can play horn lines, or I can sound like a piano or a bass guitar, all of that, just and I'm blowing through an instrument. So it's sensitive to touch and air.
Okay, got it. All right, so tell us what's coming up for you.
Well, after I finish recuperating from last night, it looks like I'm going to be doing something down with, we're working on the details right now with Tracy Hamlin down at Sweet Lorraine's in Louisiana. And looks like I'm also going to be on the St. Lucia Jazz Festival, which is going to be cool. And once this deal has been signed, then I think there's going to be some additional things that we're going to do for this record that, you know, right now really can't get into a lot of it until everything is really done.
Man, I can't wait, because that means you're going to be traveling and playing around and doing some touring, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, you know, even more. I mean, you know, it's fun being out there and playing in different cities and meeting everybody. That's one of my favorite things to do, really, is to meet the people. I mean, the music, I love playing music, but, you know, it's one thing when you can actually connect with people and, you know, I like to just hang out with people and just, you know, because I'm just like everybody else. I get up in the morning like everybody else. I put my pants on like everyone else. And, you know, so that's what I'm looking forward to, just meeting more people and connecting.
Yeah.
What's up?
Sounds good.
Well,
everybody in the chat room is loving the CD, and everybody. Like, and everybody in the chat room, this is Art's second CD. The first one was called All for Love, and I love that CD, too. Like I said, I got that CD from you and been listening to it ever since. I love the Sarah Smile. I love that because I love some Hall & Oates, so you did that one very nice.
Oh, thank you so much. Daoud Saeed, who actually performed with me last night, he did the arrangement on it, and he's such a talented individual, because this arrangement came about by me sitting here. I think I might have been driving, and I said, you know what? I think it would be cool to do this song, because I just love Hall & Oates. And I said, you know what, it'd be cool if I had, like, some acoustic guitar going on and that, and it starts off a little different, because I didn't want to follow the normal routine of, you know, the guitar starting, do-do-do-do-ba-do-ba-dee-da-ba-do. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do something totally different. And I think we captured that. We took a different road, but it ended up in the right place.
Yeah, it was really nice. Very nice. Now, I want to ask you, too, that a lot of the artists that you've mentioned, you know, they're from the Baltimore area. And are you still playing at Silver Shadows on Fridays?
When we're in town, I do. I, I had been gone actually for, I'd been traveling for about a month, month and a half, and I, yeah, I think this past Friday was the first time, actually, yeah, the first time in a while I'd been back there. But
okay.
For the most part, yeah. When we're in town, that's the spot. Marsha Ryder is a wonderful person, and we just have a good time there. It's a whole different thing, though, you know, from the show, you know, it's more of a club type performance, but, you know, we just have a, we get a chance to really let our hair down.
I have two questions for you from the chat room.
Okay.
The first question is, who are you inspired by, your musical inspirations? And the second question is, do you primarily play soprano sax or alto sax?
Okay. To answer the first question, some of my inspirations are Miles Davis, Cannonball Adderley, you know, Charlie Parker, you know, no one can deny the fact that John Coltrane really put a stamp on this industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of my more contemporary people that I really, really look up to, of course, like I said, is Gerald Albright, who's, like I said, been a friend of mine for years. In fact, today is his birthday. I just called
yes.
him a little while ago. You know, Kurt Whalum, you know, David Sanborn, people like that are some of my more contemporary people that I look up to. And together, that big conglomeration, just, man, it's just incredible because it's so much music there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the second question?
The second question, I play more alto saxophone. And I would have to put it in, if I had to put it in order as far as the instruments that I play, I'd say the alto saxophone and then the soprano saxophone, and then I also play tenor. Normally I'm only playing tenor and when I'm doing like the horn section stuff on my records, so no, you haven't had a chance to hear me play tenor on my records, but that's coming up soon too. I have a couple of ideas and so you're going to hit some tenor on these records pretty soon because some people, they'll come out, and that's the first thing they ask, do you play tenor? So, yeah, so you're going to get a chance to hear some tenor saxophone, on my next record.
Okay.
Now,
I'm
as far as your next record, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, as far as your next record, now, like I said, if you are a church boy, you know, from a southern town, will we be hearing a gospel CD or – will you be, what kind of, will you still be sticking to the, you know, smooth jazz or what? Because I know, you know, you've put in some R&B covers and all that, but what about the gospel covers? Will you be covering some gospel tunes, the next one?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I want to make is that on every record that I put out, I want, if it's not a complete gospel CD, I'm going to put a gospel song on every record. Because, you know, mm-hmm. every project that we complete, God is doing this for us. And, you know, if you can't leave him out,
right.
not even if you want to, and expect success.
Yeah.
So every time I do a record, I'm going to put a gospel song on there. Now, I do plan on doing a complete gospel song. You know, there's so many different great gospel tunes out there, and I want to cover some, write some, you know. So that's definitely in the mix. A Christmas CD is also somewhere around the corner too. It hadn't hit me yet to do it yet. But it's going to come. Everything has its own season, its own time. So both of those are definitely in the mix.
Okay.
And on the season CD, the last song, We Fall Down, is one of the one of his gospel songs on the CD. And I'm sure you all are familiar with that song, We Fall Down. So definitely check out the CD. You can tell us where you can find your music.
Well, you can go to my website, www.artsherradjr.com. That's ArtSherrod. D as in David, JR.com. You can go to Amazon.com, iTunes, Napster. They're in different locations. CDBaby.com. all of those. So, you know, it's coming up, and you know, here pretty soon you're going to be able to catch it in some other places too.
Okay. Before, and I know I told you that it was going to be a 30-minute interview. We've kind of gone over that. But I do want to mention that you – okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I want to mention that you do have a DVD.
Yes, actually, it's out of print, but yes, it's out of print, but one of the things in the very, very near future we're going to be doing is another live DVD and live CD. That's going to happen sooner than later.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know it was out of print. Okay.
Yeah. We've already had a couple of people to your site and check it out already. Antoine Smith and Z Star Manless, they went to your site and checked it out, and they love it. They said, cool site. They love the site.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, I want to get the song in, You're the One, because I want everyone to hear Tracy's voice. Tell us how you and Tracy came together.
You know, probably about 7 years ago, 7-8 years ago, I was playing with this, it was like a small agency band. And the guitar player knew Tracy very well and worked with her. And I had never met her before. And it ended up where we ended up on the same gig together. And, you know, our friendship started from there. We did several gigs together, and we just always stayed in contact. And even through a Pieces of a Dream days, you know, we were in contact. And, you know, for this particular song here, I just heard her voice because actually what is interesting is one of the producers that produces Letticy actually wrote the song. So when I actually got the demo of the song, her voice was on it, and I said, you know what, I think Tracy, I'd love to have her on there, and it just happened, and she knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. Okay, this is called You're the One.
Thank you.
live on the internet. The blogger is on there. The blogger is talking about it.
Right, that was You're the One featuring Tracy Hamlin on vocals and Art Sherrod on saxophone. Very nice, Art. Very nice.
Oh,
love the CD.
You. Oh, thank you so much. It's funny, Tracy was just on the other line. I just talked to her on another line here.
Okay.
So she said hello to everybody.
Okay.
Well, hello. Hello back to you, Tracy.
Oh,
all right, Art. I wanted to ask permission to continue to play your music on future shows.
Please do. You know, anything that I can do to help your show or whatever, please let me know. I've enjoyed this time, and I hope we get a chance to do it again.
Definitely. When the new CD comes out, we want to talk to you about that, especially now that you're signing with the label, and good things are going to be happening for you. So that's great. I also have another show on this website called Jazz Queen Presents, and I will be featuring the season CD tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. in its entirety. So you can get an opportunity to hear the entire CD. All right. Well, Art.
That'll be 9 o'clock out time, Art. Yeah, 9 o'clock out time.
Okay, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You need to invite me out so we can do this live in Vegas.
Consider it an open invitation. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Most definitely. Well, I kept you more than 30 minutes, but it was a good interview. I wanted to keep it going, so I hope that was okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, so we want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you. It has been great. Congratulations again on the new CD and on your record label. We are looking forward to hearing good things from you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I hope to, like I said, I hope we can do this again. And I hope that if I'm in someone's area that's on the blog, that you come out and spend some time.
All right, definitely, definitely. Well, much continued success to you, Art, and we look forward to talking to you again, and I'm sure that Mike will see you, I'm sure, in person. I'll see you on Facebook.
Okay,
yeah,
sounds good.
I definitely
good.
Have one of the clubs, so.
All right, excellent.
All right, thank you again. You have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
All right, you have a
all
good
right,
one.
You,
okay, bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Art Sherrod Jr. His new CD is called Seasons. You can find it on his website, www.artsherrodjr.com. He's also on Amazon as well, and you can check him out on MySpace and on Facebook. All right, so Mike, y'all know that Mike has a sports show. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, so. And it's kicking up again today. So, Mike, why don't you tell everyone about your show?
It's called Talking Sports with Mike Reynolds. Like I said, I started it last year during the football season, and, you know, it evolved into an interview show, interviewing sports people that had sports businesses and things like that. But, after a while, it kind of the football season ended, and I just kind of stopped it and everything. I joined on to the Talking Smooth Jazz crew with you, and like we've been continuing on. And now that the football season is back, you know, we can start up all the football people out there, all the fans out there. So we're going to start up with that. And I got a list of guys that want to be interviewed on the show that has sports businesses. I mean, everybody from CEOs of photography businesses that go out and shoot at the NFL games. I mean, people that has Ironman competitions. It's just people that has websites that kids can go to try to help them get scholarships, different kind of businesses that are out here pertaining to sports that, you know, I guess small businesses that people don't know about that I will definitely be trying to interview in the future. And each week we'll be going over the NFL week, you know, talking about the games and what happened, and, you know, and you can call in and talk about why your team is the best and things like that. So definitely, I'm glad to have it back. I'm glad the football is back because I love some football. Football and music. I love football and music, so, yeah.
Okay, what is your link? And I'll put that in the chat room.
It's Blog Talk Radio / Mike Reynolds. Mike Reynolds.
Okay.
Okay. And, well, like I said, you guys, you can just go on to Blog Talk and just search Talking Sports with Mike Reynolds, and it'll pop up.
All right, and that's going to be 4 o'clock my time, so I'll have to pop in and say hello.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad that it's coming. I'm glad that it's back. I'm not a big sports fan or football fan, but I'm glad your show is back, so I definitely will be supporting the show for sure.
Yeah, well, thank you, Terry. As always, you know, like I say, you know, I set them up and you knock them down. That's how we've been going.
That's right.
That's how we've been going, you know.
Right.
I set them up, you knock them down.
That's right. All right, we have about 5 minutes left. I want to say happy birthday to Triple J's birthday was yesterday. Today is Daryl Albright's birthday. Happy birthday. Tuesday is Boney James' birthday. Wednesday is Michael Palermo. And next Saturday is Patrick Yandel's birthday. So happy birthday to you all. I hope you all have a great day. Next Saturday, and next weekend is actually Labor Day weekend. And next Saturday, Latin guitarist Eddie Benitez will be on the show to talk about his new CD, Visions of Angels. I interviewed Eddie last year when his CD, Lovers Never Say Goodbye, came out. You guys have got to listen to that CD. It is so good, Lovers Never Say Goodbye. I did. I featured it on Jazz Queen Presents last year, and Eddie called in and continued his interview on that show. So if you want to hear that CD and Lovers Never Say Goodbye in its entirety, just, you know, go to blogtalkradio.com and search for Eddie Benitez. His last name is B as in boy, E-N-I-T-E-Z. All right, so I'm getting ready. I'm finishing up the newsletter to go out tomorrow. So if you have not signed up for the newsletter and you would like to get a copy, please send your name, city, state, and email address to talkingsmoothjazz@yahoo.com, and I will get you on the list for the newsletter. Anything else you want to add, Mike?
I just want to add that, you know, I really enjoyed the interview today, and Arts Music is very good. And you guys definitely should go out and pick up both the Arts CDs, like I said, especially the Season CD. He has everybody on there. Like I said, Will Downey, UNAM, Marcus Johnson, Chuck Loeb, and Tracy Hamlin. And like I said, it's a very good CD. Like I said, me and Terry, we've been listening to it since we've got it. And that's about it. And maybe we should just, I think we should end with the We Fall Down song. Maybe we should end the show.
Okay. Not a problem. I have it on here, and it's funny you say that because I was thinking the same thing. That's why I added it on. All right, so we are going to end the show with We Fall Down. Thank you, everyone. Antoine Smith, Be Encouraged Radio, Connie Colbert, Cool Jazz Conversations, Denise Love 57, Frumpy BB, Val Oliver, and Z Starman, and all of the guests. Thank you so much for tuning in, coming into the chat room, and hanging out with us today. Those of you that are listening outside of the chat room, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are listening to an archive show, thank you for doing so. We appreciate your support. All right, you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz on blogtalkradio.com. This is the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next week. Have a smooth day. Thank you.